For Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM, I'm Luke Mathers with your headlines. New data is showing much of Wisconsin is experiencing a moderate drought, mostly concentrated in the southern and central portions of the state. Dane County is currently 3.25 inches below normal precipitation levels for this time of year. The Milwaukee Bucks won Game 6 in their series against the Brooklyn Nets last night in Milwaukee, 104-89. The victory forces a Game 7 that will take place tomorrow night at 7:30 Central Time. The Milwaukee Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night in the opening game of that series, 7-3. The Crew take on the Rockies again tonight at 7:40 Central Time. Forecast of partly cloudy skies with winds up to 10 miles an hour today and a high of 90 degrees. Light winds expected to continue into the evening with mostly clear skies and a low around 66 degrees. You're listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, strongly encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you and your favorite shows 24/7 everywhere you go. Lines are lighting up. We're going to go to them shortly. I just want to say one thing that really frosted me that came out of Texas. Many things that come out of Texas frost me pretty badly. In this one, the Texas governor, a right-wing Trump cultist, vetoed all funding for the legislature itself, including salaries and staff, after the Democrats blocked his voter suppression bill and just walked out and there was no quorum. Now, you remember back in Act 10, the Democrats went down to Illinois so they couldn't be arrested. Apparently, they can't arrest him in Texas. What he did is he cut off their salaries. They hardly pay him anything. They pay legislators $600 a month. That's it. They have a very, very, very weak system down there. And then they get $221 a day for every day the legislature is in session, which is every other year for a few months. This is a strange libertarian state. Everybody has a pistol at his side. This is not a modern state. It's a modern economy, some very fine people down there. I spent time down there in Dallas. I spent time in Houston, San Antonio. People are great. Very sick Trump cult government down there. So he's cut off the salaries for the legislature, for staff, all the funding until they agree to vote for his voter suppression bill, which they're not going to do. And they shouldn't. Go to the lines. In order, do not hang up. We'll start with Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks, Quinn. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Hey, Matt. Somebody must have funded the insurrectionists who traveled at considerable expense to themselves to go to Washington, spend a couple days at a hotel or something, and then participate in that political rally, which then metastasized into the invasion of the Capitol building. And I'm wondering about the donors, people who funded these people. Is there anything that can be done to expose those people? And is there a crime involved in donating to an activity that resulted in such a disastrous event?
That's a really good question. And let me give you some info. The answer is yes. The answer is, in terms of criminal responsibility, probably not, although here's a caveat. In terms of responsibility, Alec Jones, the right-wing media guy, apparently donated $500,000 And I believe there was a report that this Richard Eline from Illinois, who has given over $70 million to Republican causes in a donor period, donated for it as well. And a number of other of those major right-wing Republican Trump cult donors did. I think it's pretty obvious to me that there are two levels of insurrectionists. One were people who went there on purpose. They knew what they were going to do. One aide to a Republican congressman from Florida heard somebody say at 9 o'clock in the morning about what they were going to do in the afternoon. This is before Trump even spoke. So clearly there were people involved. There are people with military training. Some of them were observed in military formation. There's certain kind of military formations that are obvious to people who know the military. So you're absolutely right. Now, as far as criminal responsibility, if somebody gives money for a Trump rally, that's their First Amendment right, even though it's a sick rally. If somebody, however, were in on planning it and not only gave the money, but talked to them and say got them weapons and said, all right, here's what you're going to do. Absolutely, they would be conspiracy charged. They'd be charged as conspirators. The problem is that level of proof is going to be difficult to find. But I think smoking them out to seeing, hey, who actually was doing it and even giving money, because the result to me seemed obvious. And so Alec Jones, I believe Richard Eline, and every other one, it's all dark money. They don't have to report it. But good sleuthing, sleuth it out. Some of the people who are arrested in return for a slight plea deal are going to spill the beans. So stay tuned. Excellent point, Bill. Going back to the Lions, Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Well, good morning. Great show as usual, Matt. Boy, you know, we've got a big task ahead, and you're doing an outstanding job. And the public really needs to wake up. If they don't and start voting the Yahoos out and these Republicans, they all have to go. Except for the ones, I have to say, that stood up for democracy, who went against the big lie, and who, you know, are getting harassed forever and death threats for speaking out against, to me, he's a monster. And the monsters behind the monster. Trump cannot do this on his own. There are other people pulling the strings, as we had in the state of Wisconsin before Trump ever got into this business. We had it in the state of Wisconsin. We have big money from Alec, and if you would explain Alec for everybody, that would be great, and the Koch brother, but there's probably other affiliates with it. But they got big investments in all of the states, and they moved in. Wisconsin wasn't like this before. We went between Democrat and Republican, but we did not have these kinds of Republicans that work only for these groups that, you know, want no unions, you know, so they make more money off their companies. They don't want any protections of the environment. That's why we got so much pollution in our waters now. And they're buying these people, and they're by putting them into office. And we don't know what other monies they get because we don't follow them around. But look at how they busted up Wisconsin. I mean, we had an ethics board. We had people taking tests before they got jobs. And then Walker wanted to take overseeing the hiring in our state. They control, you know, the redistricting. They control how many people get to vote by the length of the lines and what they do to interrupt voting. They control the media. The messages in our area supported Trump. At first, they weren't for Trump in my area here on this side of the state. But then when they saw Trump was winning, they started pushing for him on my side of the state. And people didn't know a lot of the things that are going on your side of the state. They have no idea of what these Republicans are pulling and what they're pulling on our governor. So we need to speak out whenever we can and educate people because they have no idea. And then another thing that they're doing is they're utilizing psychological manipulation significantly, because I watched it and heard it morning after morning throughout the day, the messaging, really strong. They were a psychologist. I thought, why am I picking this up and nobody's speaking out? Because they do the messaging by getting people riled up about something, you know, and then all of a sudden they'll throw in the slams like, oh, let's think of Tucker Carlson, you know, utilizing, blaming the FBI, getting people all in the frenzy, and then all of a sudden throwing it out that, you know, it was the FBI involved in the January 6th. There's a lot of psychological manipulation. And keep your ears open, because they'll make it real simple, and they'll hit it from different angles. Negatives on Democrats, huge. And things that are really good, they can turn it really bad. So it's a big job, but I think we can do it if we all unite together and educate people, because this isn't pretty, and I never thought I'd get to our federal government, but it's as bad there as it is.
Right. You are raising terrific things, and let me hit a couple of them, Gene, because they're very important. And when you talk about ALEC, for instance, there is no guy named ALEC, okay? ALEC is an acronym. It stands for American Legislative Exchange Council. It's funded by right-wing, pro-Trump people, and they just draft legislation and they send it around to Republican legislatures and they say, change the name to put your state in and pass it. That's what they do. ALEC is insidious. It's funded by right-wing Trump cultists, the right wing. And then here's what happens. So they pass this stuff. They don't even debate it. Sometimes there are some bills that Voss will not let his own people see until an hour or two before the vote. And even then they have to come in one at a time and agree not to divulge it, look at it like it's like a holy book or something, and then leave. And this is the Wisconsin legislature. This isn't what Fighting Bob La Follette stood for, or Gaylord Nelson, or Pat Lucey, or Bill Proxmire, or Les Aspin, or any of these guys. This is wrong. It's very, very wrong. Gene nailed it. And then the second thing is the messaging, the Trump messaging is out there and it's pervasive, and it needs people to call in. It needs people to call it out for what it is. And you just did it. And I think you did it very, very skillfully. So thank you very much, Gene. And we're going to go back to lines in a little bit after the break. We have a lot more to get to. In addition to everything we've just said, you mentioned Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson was just outed by the New York Times as a source for information on Trump, an anonymous source, and on Fox News. He is ratting Trump and he's ratting out Fox News. And that's it. And here he comes. Oh, you know, it's the terrible, the FBI did the January 6th and everybody gets on his case because he's lying, of course. But he is the background rat. He has ratted out Trump and he's ratted out Fox News, his employer. And that was just published this morning in the New York Times. So I really want to see his reaction. You have been identified as the anonymous rat who turned on Trump and turned on Fox News, your employer, who pay you a lot of money, by the way. And you can say any crazy stuff you want. The FBI did this, and it really is the fault of the United States, and you can do whatever you want. But you are the rat who's in the back ratting out Trump and ratting out Fox News, your employer, which is very poor form, very, very poor form, very, very poor form. And we just got a call in from Wisco Paul again, who didn't want to go on the air again, comes in every time, and I really appreciate it. He just wanted to say, way to go, Jeannie. Way to go, Gene of Eau Claire. The way you put it, Gene, was as articulate and as concise as could possibly be said. These people are destroying the country. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Bonina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side.